Okay, today's daf is Shvi'is Daf Chaf. And we are on Daf Chaf. We are on in the second Mishnah here in the third Perek of Shvi'is Perek Me'emasai, which started talking about if I have fertilizer and it's too much to keep in my barn, so I want to put it out in my field. But if I put it out in my field, it kind of looks like I am fertilizing my field. So, and I'm not allowed to fertilize my field during Shemitah. So what do I do? So the Mishnah spoke about I can make them in big piles, a certain amount of piles, a certain size of the piles, and then it would be okay. Rabbi Yos, how many? So the Tanakhama had said 3 piles to a besa, each with 10 mashpelos, each mashpel made up of a lesech. So at 30, and the Tanakhama said you could add on, you can make the piles as big as you want, but you can't make more piles. And Rabbi Shimon said, you can even make more piles. You can even make more piles. So now, the Mishnah says, seemingly just a repeat of Rabbi Shimon. Right? The Mishnah says, Ose Adam es Sadeu, Shalosh Ashpasos Labesa. Right? The person should make, also a Sefer Chedech, base, if you have the 3. Person should, could make his field Shalosh Ashpasos Labesa. He could make 3 Ashpatot for a Besa. Yeser Mikan, more than that? We're going to change the gersa. Mutter, or no gersa, divrei Rabbi Shimon. I mean, this is just like what Rabbi Shimon said in the first Mishnah, that you could add on to the piles. So here too, he repeats it. A person can make more than 3. Can make 3 and more than 3, according to Rabbi Shimon. V'chachamim osrim, we change the gersa. V'chachamim aser, they say, no. You can't make more than 3 piles. Right, and this is like what the Tanakhama said earlier in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama in the first Mishnah said you can't make more. Ad sheya'amik shlosha, o sheyagbiya shlosha. Until you either dig down or make a pile up. Meaning you can't just put it on the field. If I dig a pit, I dig a ditch and I put it in there, so it's clearly not being used for fertilizer. Or if I make a pile and I raise it, meaning the pile can't be made of dirt, because that's just a higher level of dirt. It has to be made of something else. So the Marasilio says, right, it can be made of stones or wood or gravel, something like that. Yasegal shel avanim o shel etzim gavoah shlosha v'yishpachenu olav, and then you can put the zevel on top of that. So either raise it up or raise it down. That's the halacha. So again, the Gemara is going to ask, didn't Rabbi Shimon just say that? The Rabbanon added something here, because the Rabbanon in the previous Mishnah just said, you can't do more than 3. So now the Mishnah says, but if you raise it or if you lower it, so then it's okay. So the Chachamim Shita is adding something here. Rabbi Shimon seems to be saying the same thing, and that's what the Gemara is going to talk about. Next halacha first. Ose Adam is Zivlo Otsar. A person can make his Zevel Otsar. An Otsar is usually a big storage. So what does that mean? So if you look in the Rosh Yerlio, he has 2 dais. What this means, he quotes from the Rishonim. First, he quotes from the Rash. Right? We don't have the Rash on the page, because the Rash is one of the Rash Mishans, one of the Balei HaTosfos, in the Mishnayos, not in the Yerushalmi, but in the Mishnayos Zrayim, you have the Rambam and the Rash, the Ram and the Rash. Right? On the, those are the 2 classic commentaries. Almost everything on the Yerushalmi page, the Mara Fulden, the Pnei Moshe, and the Rosh Ilyo, are based on the Ram and the Rash. But they're the Rishonim, and these are the Achronim on the Yerushalmi. That's on the Mishnah. But here, he says, Pirish Ra, the Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Osam Shalosh Ashpatos. I'm reading the Rosh Ilyo. Lebesa. If you have 3, right, we have 3 in a Besa. What if you want to make 1 huge one? Not 3, 1 huge one? That's okay. That's what the first shot of what this line is. Osa Adam Ezivlo Otsar. You can make 1 huge pile. If you're going to leave it in one place, hainu, shloshim ashpelos, instead of 10 in each, right? But 30, a huge pile, mutter, velo tema, and don't say, ki heichi dasi rabbanan yaser mi shloshim ashpelos besa, just like the rabbi said, the rabbanan said, you can have more, hachanam mi bakam echad yaser mi kishir shloshim ashpelos, just like they say, you can't have more piles, you can't have 1 humongous pile. Don't say that. The chiddush is, you can. But the Rosh notes, what's the chiddush of that, right? You're not allowed to have more, but 3 is already pushing it, so you only have 1. That obviously doesn't look like you're fertilizing. So he discusses lo yadana mai kamash b'lam tekimah de mosivan alamash pelos. The chachamim, the Tanakhama, agree you can make those 3 piles bigger, so you can make 1 huge pile. Why would you think otherwise? Imke b'makam echad yachol liten komash yirtze. Right. So what exactly is the chiddush of that? But that's one shot. The second shot that he quotes from Rishonim is that maybe it means you could you could have a fertilizer pile that is kind of like buying and selling. People could bring their fertilizer to you and sell it to you, and then other people could come buy it to you. You could make a schora out of it. You could have a business out of that. That's what it means. You could have one big pile and use it for business, not just putting it yourself in the pile. But either way, that's what's mutter. You're allowed to make one huge pile. Rebbe Meir Oser. Again, Rebbe Meir changing the word to Oser. We just had Rebbe Meir. Where do we have Rebbe Meir? In the Tosefta. We didn't have him in the first Mishnah, but the end of yesterday's shir. Right? The last line of the previous Amud. Yutasma base. What did the Tosefta say? Rebbe Meir says, you can't add on to the number of piles, and you can't add on to the size of the piles. Rebbe Meir says, you can have exactly 30. 30, right? Lesach, 10 mashpelos, 30 mashpelos, that's it. 3 and 10, that's it. So now Rebbe Meir also says here, you can't have one big one, unless, Achayamik Shlosha, O Achayagbiya Shlosha. And until you raise it, until you lower it, you can't have it. Rebbe Meir's Lashitaso, exactly 3 and 10, that's it. Fine. Next halacha of the Mishnah. Hayelo davar muat. What happens if you have a little bit of fertilizer? You don't want to put it in your barn. That's going to stink up the whole place. You want to put it outside, but you don't have the minimum amount yet. Right? You don't have these big piles. You only have a little bit. Do you have to keep it in your house until you get enough and then put it outside? You'd rather not do that. So the Mishnah says, "Hayelo davar muat, most of a lava holech." The Tanakhama says, "You're allowed to put it out." What exactly is this talking about? The Gemara is going to have 2 days. Whether is there anything in the field yet, or you're starting a new pile? That's going to be 2 days in the Gemara, as we'll see. But if you have a little bit, the Tanakhama says you can put it out. You don't have to be worried that people are going to think that you are fertilizing your field. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Oser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, he says, "No, no, no, you cannot if you only have a little bit." Ad sheyamik, o ad sheyagbia, shlosha, same thing, you have to lower it or raise it, o ad sheyitein al hasela. Or if you have a rock, it's like a rocky surface, a huge boulder, so you can put the fertilizer on there. It's not growing, nobody's going to think that you're growing anything, and therefore that would be okay. Interesting, when the Rambam quotes this Mishnah, and he says in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, where we read Halacha Aleph yesterday, and then he says Harotze Lasos Kol Sadeo Shalosh Shalosh Hashpada Sobe Sa Ose Harotze Lasos Zivlo Otzer Ose Hayamamid Hazevel Al Hasela. What if you put it on a rock? Oh, it's a hemik, but Arish Shalosh Tachim VeHerim Hazevel, or you dug 3 Tachim into the ground and you poured the Zevel there. Oh, Shebana La Aretz Gova Shalosha, or you built something on top VeHemet Alav Zevel Einot Zarach Shir. Then whatever you want to do, right? If it's deeper or higher, you can do whatever you want. So the Rambam just stuck something in here that our Gemara didn't say. The Sela line is only in Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, right? In our Mishnah, the Al Sela is only Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria's statement. The Rambam's not passing like Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, but he puts it in there because he feels it's logical. He feels it's logical. So the Ketzer Mishnah just points that out. He says, the Halacha is like the Chachamim, and then he says, "Umashpel Rabbeinu Tehua Tederosin Al Sela." Since Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said it, so then it must be that the Chachamim would agree to that heter too of putting it on a flat rock. I saw one of the Achronim in the back, the Benai Moshe says, no, we have a Gemara on Tamar's daf that the Rambam gets it from. You don't have to go into Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara on Tamar's daf has a line that if you put it all on pebbles, the bottom line on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, that everybody agrees that if there's lime or plaster or a bunch of rocks, you could just put it on there. So the Rambam, you know, gets it from there. Either way, the Rambam adds that in to that line. Good. This whole idea that we're going to talk about, that we are talking about, has to do a lot with Maariv Zayin. Right? What does it look like, even if I don't have any kavana to put fertilizer, I'm just putting a big pile. The flip side of Maariv Zayin, I'm the recipient of Maariv Zayin. Meaning people are going to look at me negatively and either, we've spoken in the past about Maariv Zayin versus Chashad, are they going to think badly of me? Are they going to think that something is mutter, which is really usser? But it's all about negatively looking at me. Just, there's an opposite that, you know, one has to do, and that is Dan Lekav Schus. Right? Dan Lekav Schus is the opposite of the reality of Maariv Zayin. Right? And that's a mitzvah daraisa. A mitzvah daraisa of Dan Lekav Schus. Right? One has to make sure. Right? The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed quotes it, but the Sefer HaChinuch has it. in Mishpatim, Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha, Dan Lekav Schus, in order to keep the peace, in order to keep the peace in Mishpatim. But again, there's a beautiful, if you look in the smock always has a unique take on, he has a couple of mitzvahs that nobody else counts, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katam, but Pashas, right, Bezet Tishra Misecha is, I know, it's a siyog for shalom. If you judge people properly and you think positively of them, then you're going to get along with them more, and you're going to be inspired by them, and it's all for good relations. The smock has another idea. Again, it's included Lishpot Sedek, Reish Chaf Hei in the smock. Lishpot Sedek, Kedechsiv, Betzedek, Tishpot, Amisecha. Vidarshu, and he quotes, at the beginning of each Mitzvah, he quotes the Rambam and the Smag, and the Tur. And then he says, Ubechlauzeh, Betzedek, Tishpot, Amisecha, is the Pashup Shad is, a judge should judge properly. But included in that, Tishpo, judge your friends properly. Ubechlauzeh, Ladun Chaveiro, Lakav Schus. Why? Shemitoch, Sheyadunu, Lakav Schus. Yachshov, Ein chote rakani, v'yashuv lebaror baro. You're going to look around. If you think everybody else are tzaddikim, then you're going to say, "And what about me? What am I doing here?" You know, and that's going to. I don't want to be the one Russia, the one chote. In the everybody else is great. If I think that everybody else is lower than me, then I'm good. I'm fine. It's not going to inspire me so much, right? I'm good. It's all relative. Right, you know that story that they say over that the son-in-law gets married, he's the best bachur in the yeshiva, and then he goes back to the town with the in-laws. Or for the story, you have to say the shver and the shviger, and they go back, and all of a sudden, after a while, the father-in-law sees that he's slacking off a little bit. So he says, "What's going on?" He says, "I'm learning more than anybody else in this town." Right, but that's not what it's about. You don't judge by what's around you. Right, you have to go, unless they're more than you, then you could, Bashamayim imal, right? By Ruchnias, we have to look at people who have more than us. Balaris mitachas. When it comes to Gashmias, we have to look at people who have less than us. But it says the smak, that's the message. Dan lechav schus, in order to raise myself up. V'yashuv lebaro, pen yachriya kol olam lechova, v'kama maisim, maybe, v'mesaches, mesaches Shabbos. Mesaches Shabbos, the Gemara tells a number of stories about Dan lechav schus, but the Gemara starts off with the line, where it starts off with a line after very extreme stories where it doesn't look like you should be Dan Lekav Schus and very far-fetched. And the Gemara ends up saying, yes, exactly right. It's exactly right. But the line at the top of the Gemara where it starts off, I think it's Kuf Chav Zayin around, the Gemara says, Hadon Chaveir Lekav Schus Danin Oso L'Schus. One who judges their friend Lekav Schus Danin Oso L'Schus. He will be judged L'Schus. So that's just like, okay, Mida Keneged Mida. There's a question. What does that mean? Dan knows all this. Like Hashem knows exactly what we did. Like if we're Dan Lekav Schus, then Hashem's going to be Dan Lekav Schus. What? Dan Lekav Schus means you're not sure how to judge the action. You don't know what the kavanas are of the person. So therefore, be Dan Lekav Schus. Hashem knows everything. So what does it mean that Hashem is going to be Daninos Olischus? That's the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz's question. Sichas Musar Mem Maimer Kuf Aleph. L'chareinu Muvan Kol Inyan Zeh. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Danos Olakav Schus. Bish Lama Adam Shayach Sheyadunos Chaver Olakav Schus. Machbaz HaSafek. Achitza L'kadosh Baruch Hu Mika Sveika Kam Ishmaya. So what's going on? What's going on? So he says, the Pasuk says in Kohel, Saint Tzadik Baruch Hashem Yasdo V'lo Yachta. Right, a person, there's no perfect person. V'nira. She'ena pirush shekam atzadik chote u'poel ra. It doesn't mean that a tzadik also sins. Elo she'bitov shehu oseh, lo yimaleit shelo yibbo ma'at chisaron. Even what we do, we would never do things perfectly. Even if we have a great davening, is it perfect? If we have a great mitzvah, is it perfect? There's an Eze Pinia Ro Giron, but my other little bit. This is not exactly perfect. Ubichlam mitzvah zu ladunas chaver lekav schus nechla gamchiv ladunas amaisa atov shemu'ura bo ma'at minara lekav schus. If you see somebody doing something, even if it's not perfect, you know, you give them the credit. You know, it's perfect. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly, but if we do that for others, then he won't look at the chisaron part of what we did, just like we don't. Right, the Bali Musar say, I think I heard it in the name of Yisrael Salanter, Hadot Chaveir Lekav Schus, Dan Inos Olos Chus. Why? Because after 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us our life on somebody else. And he's going to ask us to judge it. But we're not going to know that it's our life. But we're gonna. So, what do you think? You think this guy deserves rachmanis? You think this guy is deserves that? So, if we've conditioned ourselves to be dan l'kav schus type of people, then we're gonna be dan l'kav schus, and then we're gonna roar our own judge. Hadonis chaver l'kav schus danino solas schus. Danino solas schus. That's again Shabbos kuf chav zayin mebeis. So that's the opposite of marasayin. Right, our Hogamar is about Marasayan. It's like it's the reality of Marasayan, but the mitzvah of Dan Lachaschus is about, you know, overcoming that reality and trying to do what we can in terms of judging others properly. Again, there are exceptions, right? The Rambam and the and Rabbi Yonah and Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah talk about Donas Kol HaAdam Lachaschus. They say if it's a Muchzak Rasha. There are different rules for a Muchzak Tzadik, a Beinoni, and a Muchzak Rasha. There are different rules about Dan L'Kav Schus, but anyway, so that's the flip side of our topics that we have here. Okay, let's continue. So we did the Mishnah. So the Mishnah speaks about the Mashpelos and the Ashpatos and what are the Heterim. So first question is that as we already mentioned, seems like Rabbi Shimon just repeats himself in the first two Mishnayos, right? We had on yesterday, beginning of the Perek, we had Rabbi Shimon says, Afal Ashpatos. You're allowed to add on to the piles. And what does he say the first line in our Mishnah? You can make as many as you want. Yozer Mikan. So ask the Gemara, V'lama Tinita train Zimnin. Why do we taught this twice? It's the same halacha. Why we taught it twice? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. No, it's not the same halacha. Kan Bipoches Benamash Pelos. Here, when Rabbi Shimon says you could add on, it's even smaller piles. Even smaller piles. That's what he is allowing. Vibram Taman, the Graz Gersa, but over there, in the first Mishnah, Bosa B'Kashir, right? It's the regular size, right? You can make more, but the Chiddush of this Mishnah is that you can even make more piles if it's a smaller, even smaller piles than the what's given. How small? Rabbi Shimon says you can make small? So, Vatani Kane, Alder Rabbi Shimon, Ubovachlo Yifchos La Ashpa Mishalosh Mashpelos. You gotta have at least three Mashpelos, remember that's the size of a container. So we said in the Mishnah, 10 Mashpelos per pile. Rabbi Shimon says, at least three Mashpelos per pile. He is the most makel in terms of the Shiurim. Good. Next. So our gear says, V'chachamim Osrim, but the Mefarshim point out that maybe this is going on the next Shita, the next discussion where Rabbi Meir Oser. That's what the next line is referring to. What was the case in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said, you can make your whole Zevel Oser. You can make one huge pile. And Remeir Aser. Remeir says, no, you can't make a huge pile until you raise it or you lower it. So Rabbi Meir Oser, that's what this is going on. So now the Gemara says, Remeir Asers, Ba'ose Yoser Mi Kashir. He Asers making one bigger than the Shear of 10 Mashpelos. Aval Bikashir, but Bermeyer would say, if it's the shear, the exact shear, the shear that's, you know, that we're talking about, mutter. That would be mutter. Meaning, what is Bashir mutter? Bermeyer agrees to that you could have three in the base saw, each with 10. Right? You can't have more than that. And you can't make them bigger. But what about if you take those three and you make it into one pile? Says the Gemara, Bermeyer would agree that that's okay. Right? When we say one huge pile, and the Tanakhava says, Mutter Meir says, no, you can't do that. But you could take the same measurements that you were allowed in three piles, right, 10, 10, 10, and make one pile. After all, says the Gemara, it's a Kavachomer, that would be good. If Bishlosha Bekomos Mutter, if you could have that in three piles, which kind of a little looks like you're fertilizing the field, because you're making three different piles. So if three piles is going to be Mutter, B'makam Echad, Lo Kol Shekein. So surely if it's one, then surely. So when Reb Meir Asers, he doesn't Aser making one big pile, unless it's a huge pile. But using the same total measurements of the three, which he allows, right, the 10, 10, and 10, making it 30 into one pile, then he would say, Kal v'chomer, that would be allowed. It's a Kal v'chomer is amongst the Yud Gimel Midos. We know each one could be discussed in its own sense, but the two extremes, as they're usually formulated, is the Kal v'chomer and the Gzeira Shavah. Kal v'chomer and Gzeira Shavah, right? The Gzeira Shavah, the Gemara says, Ein Adam Dung Gzeira Shavah Me'atzmo. Gzeira Shavah only, you know, you have to have a Mesorah for Gzeira Shavah. Kal v'chomer, that's logic. That's, you can judge yourself, because that's based on logic. That's based on Higayon. Gzeira Shavah, why can't you don Gzeira Shavah yourself? So the Ramban already asked this question. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the other Rishonim quote it. I think there's a Meiri in Shuas on Daf Lama Gimel who quotes this idea also, that Gzeir Shava, you could judge a Gzeir Shava yourself, that would be impossible. Why? Because says the Ramban, that you can never have a large book which doesn't repeat words. The word the. Okay, you can have the word the a lot. So you're going to say, okay, it says the word the here, it says the word the there, oh, Gzeir Shava, and these two sentences are connected. In Ladavar Sof. If you have a large book like the Torah, says the Ramban, obviously you're going to have to repeat words. So you can't just choose yourself which words are going to be compared. That's why Gzeir Shava specifically, you need a Mesorah. And that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Eid on them dung Gzeir Shava me'atzma. Other things, it's based on a heckish, two things of this juxtaposed next to each other. Kavachomer for sure is a Kavachomer you done yourself. But Gzeir Shava you need for Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could there be a machlokas about Gzeir Shava? Sometimes we find, do you say the Gzeir Shava here, Gzeir Shava there? So the Ramban continues and says, not every detail of every Gzeir Shava was given. Let's say the word panim in this context, this word panim is given, that's the Mesorah. But which are you going to compare this to? There are two other possible parshios in the Torah. So then, even Gzeir Shava uses some logic. And you can have a machlokas tanoim, which parsha, if you have a parsha A, do you compare it to B or do you compare it to C? So there, and there's a important content connection for that, right? Do we say that you compare it in these cases? So the root of the Gzeir Shava has to be Mesorah. But then it can be expanded by the Tanaim themselves. Kal v'chomer, though, you don't need a Rebbe for a Kal v'chomer. You don't need a Rebbe for a Kal v'chomer because a Kal v'chomer is logic. Because of that, though, it's the easiest to knock out. Right? We know there are three levels of Kal v'chomer in that Chazal talk about. There's a Kal v'chomer mufna mitzadecha, there's a Kal v'chomer mufna mishnei tzadim. Meaning how that's a Gzeir Shava mufna. I'm getting ahead of myself. I wanted to mention that before, but I'll leave that for now. That's the three different levels of the strength of Gzeir Shavas, whether extra. Kal v'chomer, I meant three, but I meant there are three issues that could be brought up in Kal v'chomer, and that is, declares it possibly its weakness. And that is, we know there's a machlokas tanoim whether you're allowed to give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Onshin min hadin or ein onshin min hadin. You're allowed to give an onesh based on Torah Shebal Peh, right? But you're not going to give a law. You're not going to give malchus. He's shomer pen al or lo. But Torah Shebal Peh interprets the psukim in certain ways. You give malchus based on that. But kal v'chomer ein onshin min hadin. Why? Why ein onshin min hadin? So Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this in the Lech HaTov, klal beis. Right, we recently quoted Klal Aleph. That was about Shlichus. So Klal Beis, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. We're going right through the Sefer. Right, number three is Tam Ke'ikar. So I don't know where that's going to come up anytime soon. But Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So he says three possibilities, or maybe four. So number one, Midahi Batorah, Gzeris HaKosev. That you can't punish based on a Kal V'chomer. Okay, Midahi Batorah, don't ask me kashas why. That's just the Mesorah that we have. Number two, because maybe there's a Pircha. Because Kal V'chomer is based on logic. Who says your logic is correct? This isn't Misora. You came up with a Svara, I come up with an opposite Svara. Remember the Gemara in Erevin? Right, the Gemara the Rabbi Meir had a Talmud who came up with 150 reasons to be Matarish Eretz. Right, I could argue with you. There are some people out there that could argue anything. So, a Kal v'chomer, maybe your logic's wrong. So you can't give a punishment based on a Kal v'chomer. Number two. Number three, Gadol Avano Minso. Right, what's that case? That's the smog. The smog, we quoted the smock before, Sefer Mitzvos Katan. The smog, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, says that there's a halach in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, that says that if somebody gives their children to Molech, they're chayiv Misa. Rachman al-Litzlan. Somebody gives their children to the Avodah Zorah Molech. But the Gemara says only if you give some of your children. If you give all of your children, you're pater. All your children, you're pater. Mizaro v'lo kol zaro. Okay, what does that mean? That should be even worse, says the smog, because the Torah says if you give some of your children, if you give all your children, you're beyond hope. You're beyond kapara. Death is not going to help you. Gadol avono minso. That's what the smog says. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah uses that smog to explain kasher zomim lo kasher asa. Right, kasher zomim lo kasher asa, like the Edom wanted to do, not that they succeeded in doing. Because if he succeeded in killing somebody, an innocent person, forget it. God al benomen so. The Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Edus, quotes that smog to explain that halacha of kasher zomim lo kasher asa. So, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel using this idea, that's why you can't punish based on Kal Vachomer. You're saying, if A deserves punishment, surely B, but you can't say surely B. Maybe B is beyond. Maybe B, the punishment is not going to help because it's so chamor, right? So that's why it's different. Then he has a fourth idea that he says, maybe it's part of, we know in Sanhedrin, we have the Din D'Oraisa, V'Hitzilu Ha'Eda. We always try to save people. We always try to save the Nidon, except by Mesis, right? But all other areas of Halacha, we try to save people. So maybe this is part of it. Eino Shem Adin because of Hitzilu Ha'Eda. That's another way of trying to save people by not punishing them for their based on the Kal Vachomer. And there are a lot of nafkaminas that he talks about. But those are the four ideas that he has. But that's Kal Vachomer that we just said right here to explain the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Okay, let's continue. Hayalo Dover Muat. Hayalo Dover Muat, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. So what we had in the Mishnah, let's remember. The Mishnah said, what if you only have a little bit? You don't have so much right away. So you have a little bit, you want to put your fertilizer out. You have to wait till you have a huge amount to the amount of the piles. So the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, no, you can just take it out. You can just take it out. Blaz ben Azariah says you can't. What's the case of Machlokas? The Tanakhama says Mutter, Blaz ben Azariah says Usser. What's the case of Machlokas? So Potter, Leishtrain, Pitzrin, we have two possibilities. Number one, Bishahayalo Dover Muat, Betoch Sadehu, Bishvius. Is that what it means? Does it mean that you already have a little bit in your field during Shemitah? You already started the pile before Shemitah. Right? That's the language. Betoch Sadehu. You already have the pile. Hariza most of a lava holech. So when the Tanakhama says you could add on, because it's adding on to an already existing pile. The Machlokas is about whether you could add on to an existing pile. If there's nothing there yet, even the Tanakhama would say Aser. Right? Is that the Machlokas? The Machlokas is where you have a little bit already. And Mishapasko over the Avoda or over Yavera, and obviously this Heter is only after the time of, like the Mishnah said, after people aren't fertilizing anymore. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would Aser in that case. You can't even add on. Why? My time with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Shema lo yimatze lo zevel. What happens if you don't find any more zevel? You're never going to reach the huge pile. V'nimsa mezavel is also makom. Then you only brought a little bit in that spot, and that's going to look like fertilizing. It could even be fertilizing. So that's option one. The machlokas in the Mishnah is where you have a little already, could you add on? But if you don't have anything, then it's for sure aser. Or pater la pater chorin, a different shot. Bishay lo davar muat betoch beso erev shvius. No, you have nothing in the field. You're starting a pile now during Shemitah. You allowed to do that? That's what the Tanakhama says mutter. V'umavakesh lo tzilo toch sadeh b'shvius. Hareza mosev alav. V'holech v'shabasko av the avoda. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to bring it out. And that's where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said it's usher. Maybe to add on, everybody would agree mutter. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, oser. My time to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yeah, same thing. Shemele yimatzi lo zevel v'nimsa mezavel is also makom. Because if you don't end up having more, then it'll come out that you're just being mezavel. You're fertilizing the place and it doesn't look like a huge pile and therefore it's a problem. Fine. So we have two pshatim, what the machlokas is about. Ask the Gemara on the first pshat, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what's the first day of the Gemara? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asers even to add on. Even if it's already there, you can't add on. Ask the Gemara. V'lo kfar hu mezuvo me'erev shvius? There's already the layer of fertilizer on the floor. Now you're just putting on top of it. Why would that be a problem? Why would it be a problem to just add on? You have a layer already there from before Shemitah. You're putting on top of that. This is not going to be used. It doesn't even look like it. Does it? Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Bun, Bar Chiya, B'Shem Rabbi Ba, Bar Mamo, V'Pnei Marasai, and yeah, people maybe can't see that lowest level. It's still, it's not fertilizing, but it's Marasai. Ad Sheyotzi, Asamash Pelos Kachas, until you take out 10, you gotta take them all at once. Elazar ben Azariah is worried about Marasai, and that's why he says it is Usser. Says the Gemara Veles, the Rabbanim B'Pnei Marasai, oh, the Rabbanim don't hold of that? He's got a good Taina, right? The Rabbanim don't hold of Marasai being an issue? Amar Rav Idi Dechutra Salo Umagrefo. Rav Idi Dechutra, right? That's where he's from. Rav Idi from Chutra Salo Umagrefo. His basket and his rake, which are tools to make big piles with, not tools to fertilize with. The fact that he has piling tools and not fertilizing tools, that takes away any marazayin. Mochichan alav shu osa ashpa. So you see the tools that he's using, right? We don't say low plug when it comes to marasayin. If it's clearly nikar that you're not there to spread the fertilizer, but you're there just to pile it up, so that's why the Chachamim say that it prevents the marasayin. The Chazon Ish writes, it only prevents the marasayin in terms of adding on. It doesn't prevent you to make bigger piles or more piles. You can't just do whatever you want if you're holding these kalim, but at least in terms of this, it prevents any problem. Interesting issue that Rabbi Azai is worried about. Right now, technically, you're allowed to put this out. You would be able to put it out as long... What if you were a Navi and you knew for sure that you wouldn't run out and you could have plenty of fertilizer? Plenty of fertilizer. He said, you can't do this because maybe you're not going to have more than fertilizer and then it's going to end up... So do we always take up on considerations in the future? Right? Sometimes it's the opposite. Remember the Chazi Litzarufe, one of the Sfaris for Chatzi Shir. Right? I can't eat this now because maybe I'll eat more, but maybe I won't eat more. But this is going to be usher because maybe I'll eat more. What happens? Maybe we'll start with this next time, if we have time. What happens? Big machlokas achronim. If I eat a half of a shear, the last 10 seconds of Yom Kippur, so you know it's for sure never going to be mitztaref to the shear. So is that also chatzi shear asar min haTorah? That's a major machlokas. Many achronim say it's not asar daraisa because it's never going to be mitztaref. Right? Do you have to take into account? So here, interesting, it's Rebbe Elazar ben Azayi is nervous about the future that you'll never get the fertilizer, and therefore will end up that you're just fertilizing your field. But at the end, we say, according to the first day, even just to add on top of it is going to be asur because of Maris Ayin, it is not clear. He doesn't think carrying out those kalim make a difference, while the Tanakhama thinks it would make a difference. Okay, we'll stop here. 20 blot into Meshech HaShvius. Next time, we start with Daf Chaf Aleph.